Kamala Harris's latest free concert, Bon Iver performs at Wisconsin Rally. By David Ng on August 7, 2024. In a bid to lure swing state voters to her rallies, Kamala Harris is relying on pop stars to do her heavy lifting for her, enlisting them to perform free concerts that will act as crowd magnets to create the illusion of a grassroots political movement. Last week in Georgia, it was wet-ass pussy rapper Megan Thee Stallion, who delivered a reliably raunchy performance. This week it's the Grammy-winning indie band Bon Iver, which appeared Wednesday at a Kamala rally in the group's hometown of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. On Wednesday afternoon, videos went viral showing the rally venue that the Harris campaign said was filled to the brim. Ostensibly hired to ensure that blue-haired hipsters will put down their vape pens and head to the polls on Election Day, Bon Iver shared the stage with Kamala Harris as part of her campaign to win Wisconsin, where, just prior to the DNC's unprecedented coup of its own candidate, former President Donald Trump had taken a 6-point lead over Joe Biden. With Kamala now abruptly installed as the party elite's chosen favorite without having garnered a single primary vote, a new poll shows Trump virtually tied, thanks in large part to the establishment news media's boosterism of everything Kamala. The battle over Wisconsin led to an embarrassing moment for Kamala earlier this week. On Tuesday, GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance approached Air Force Two, which Harris was on board, in a tense standoff during which the current and perhaps future vice president occupied the same Wisconsin runway. "I thought the reporters traveling with Kamala might be a little lonely given that she never answers questions from them, so I figured I'd come say hello and check out my new plane while I was at it," Vance later wrote on social media. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.